I'm talking with Ryan Reed, and talk to me how practice went yesterday.
Pretty good. We were 7th or 8th in the first practice and 5th in the second practice, so I feel like we got a pretty strong Ford Mustang. Still got a little bit of work to do, but I think we'll be pretty good.
Okay. What concerns you about this track?
I don't know if anything necessarily concerns me, but you know, you really got to get through the bumps good in 3 and 4, and you just got to be able to move around. You know, this is definitely a track where people are going to run in top, middle, and bottom, so you know, you got to be able to run where the cars aren't and keep clean air, so I think that's going to be important to have a car that you can move around with, and I think that if you can do that, then you'll be able to pass and move forward.
Talk to me about your sponsor this week.
This year we have Lilly Diabetes on the hood and, you know, supporting the Drive to Stop Diabetes program along with American Diabetes Association. So it's just a really unique program. I was diagnosed with diabetes 3 years ago, so it's pretty awesome to me to be able to tie it all together and be able to raise awareness at the same time that I'm out there chasing my dream and driving race cars.
What's it like driving for Roush Fenway?
It's so cool. I mean, it's something that I've dreamt about since I was a little kid, you know, and Roush Fenway's a team that I've always really looked up to and respected. They've always done a great job of bringing young talent up. And when I was a kid, it was Carl Edwards and Matt Kenseth. And so to be where they were sitting whenever I was a little kid is just an amazing feeling. And just Jack does such a good job of raising young drivers. And when they are being rookies and tearing stuff up, sitting them down and making them realize what they're doing wrong. So he's just really great at developing kids. And I'm just feel blessed to be one of them.
Talk to me about your season. Are you happy overall? See room for improvement?
I definitely see room for improvement. You know, until we're winning races every week, then there's room for improvement. But, you know, I think that we've definitely been growing as a team. Me and my crew chief have been getting better every week of me communicating better with him what I need and him learning what I need. And so I think that we're starting to get better every week. And as long as we're learning every week and getting better, then we're meeting expectations. So I think I heard three or four of our last races have all been in the top 11. So definitely a big turnaround from the beginning of the season. So I feel pretty confident about moving forward that we have good stuff and we're going in the right direction.
Any preview for Indianapolis?
Lilly Diabetes is sponsoring the race, and it'll be a big one for me. That's Lilly's headquarters in Indianapolis, so really excited to get down there. And I've never been to Indy, but obviously there's so much history there, and it's just gonna be really a cool experience to go down there and make laps around the track, and hopefully get a good finish. It'd be a big one for us to get a good solid finish up.
Normally I ask every driver what their favorite cake is, because that's usually my signature question, but maybe you have a sugar-free variety that you might enjoy?
Well, I eat cake, you know, I mean, that's the beauty of insulin, you know, I can eat whatever I want, you know, I try to, you know, eat pretty healthy, but, you know, at the same time, come Sunday or tomorrow, I'll eat whatever, pizza, whatever it is that I want. I don't know if I have a favorite cake. I was trying to think. There's a bakery in my hometown of Bakersfield. They make some pretty awesome cakes. Sweet Surrender is the name of it in Bakersfield, California. Pretty much anything they have, I love.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thanks.